Number 2, Jonah chapter number 2 and verse number 2. Jonah chapter 2, verse number 2, the Bible says, "And said, I cry by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice." So, iniwan natin si Jonah sa loob ng isda ng dalawang makalipas ng linggo. At siguro, hindi na natin siya maririnig pa uli. Pero dakila ang awa ng Diyos. At mababasa natin si Jonah sa chapter 2, siya ay nanalangin sa Diyos. At pansinin nyo, matapos siyang manalangin sa Diyos, pagdating ng chapter 3, siya na ay nangangaral sa mga tao. So, hindi pwedeng mangaral sa mga tao hanggang hindi muna manalangin sa Diyos. Okay? Mabasa natin ang kanyang panganib at pagkabalisa dito sa chapter 2. Ang kanyang pagsisisi at panalangin sa Diyos. At ang mga pag-aaral na makikita natin sa chapter 2, yan ang magiging message natin, no? We left Jonah inside the belly of a fish a couple Sundays ago. And it may have been that we would have never even heard of him ever again because that was the judgment of God upon him. But God's mercy shines through his judgment. And here in this chapter we find Jonah praying. And notice in chapter 3, Jonah's preaching. Let me say something. Before you can preach to people, you have to pray to God. Okay? You're going to be able to read in this chapter his danger, his sadness, his depths, his lows, his repentance, and his cry for help, his repentance towards God. And these are the lessons that we will learn in chapter 2 from verses 1 to 7 about Jonah in the deep. Jonah in the deep. Ang propeta sa loob ng kalaliman. Yan ang message natin. So first of all, I want you to see kailan siya nanalangin. Kailan nanalangin si Jonah? When did Jonah pray? Well, it's no surprise. He prayed by reason of mine affliction, as it says in chapter 2, verse 2. I cried by reason of mine affliction. When did he pray? He prayed when he was in affliction. Sa kalagitnaan ng kanyang paghihirap, doon siya nanalangin. So kailan nanalangin si Jonah nung siya ay nasa kagipitan? Alam niyo po, inaasahan ng Diyos na kapag ang Kristiyano ay nasa kagipitan, siya ay mananalangin sa Diyos. Tingnan mo ang Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. Ang Hosea ay bago Jonah. So, nandyan si Obadiah, Amos, Joel, ayun ang Hosea. So, Hosea chapter 5 and verse 15, God anticipates, God expects Christians to be praying when they are in the midst of affliction. Look at Hosea chapter 5 and verse 15. The Bible says this, this is God speaking. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early. Oh, yun pala. Sa kalagitnaan ng paghihirap, doon natin, doon tayo nananalangin sa Diyos. Ang paghihirap ay nagdudulot ng dulot ng kasalanan. Pero ang pagpapakumbaba ay nagdudulot ng grasya. Okay? Ang paghihirap ang dahilan kung bakit ang paghihirap ay dahil sa ating mga kamalian at kasalanan. Pero sa awa ng Diyos, ginagamit ng Diyos ang paghihirap upang dalhin tayo sa kanyang trono at maaari tayong humingi sa kanya ng grasya at tulong. You know, afflictions are the result of sin. They are the natural result of sin. But if affliction is brought on by sin, God's grace is brought on by humility.
Kung tayo ay magpakumbaba at tumawag sa Diyos, yun po ay nagdudulot ng grasya galing sa Diyos. Ang pangangalaga ay katunayan ng awa at pag-asa ng Diyos. Hindi pumanaw si Jonah. Siya ay inalagaan ng Diyos sa loob ng isda. Siya ay inilagaan ng Diyos. Ibig sabihin, may pag-asa si Jonah. So, habang ikaw ay buhay, ikaw ay may pag-asa. Huwag kang mawalan ng pag-asa. Katunayan yan na mahal ka pa rin ng Diyos at may layunin pa ang Diyos sa iyong buhay.
You know, the fact that Jonah was still alive, it shows you that God has a plan and a purpose for him and that he has hope and that God is not done with Jonah yet. So that's an encouraging thing if you're in the midst of affliction. If you're still alive, you have hope. God is not finished with you.
Ang kabutihan ng Diyos ay nagtuturo sa atin na maaari tayong lumapit sa Diyos bagamat tayo ay may pagkakasala at takot sa Diyos. Ang paghihirap ay siyang nagbubuka ng ating bibig sa pananalangin. Ginagamit yan ng Diyos.
You know, the thing about it, the goodness of God teaches us to draw closer to God despite our afflictions. Even if the affliction was brought on by our sin, and even though we fear the approaching God, and we feel the guilt, and we feel the shame, and we feel the sting of our sin, God still uses affliction to draw us to Him, and we can approach Him. Afflictions open our mouths in prayer. Afflictions causes us to open our mouths in prayer. So when did Jonah pray?
Kailan siya nanalangin? Nung siya ay nasa kagipitan.
Number two,
saan siya nanalangin?
Number two, where did Jonah pray?
Well, nasaan siya ngayon? Sa chapter 2. Nasa loob ng isda.
He was in the fish's belly.
Can I tell you this? There's no wrong place to pray.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 8.
Alam niyo po, kahit na nasa kalagitnaan ka ng kagipitan, walang maling oras para manalangin sa Diyos. Kahit na saang oras ng araw, kahit na saang dako ka sa mundong ito, walang time na mali ang prayer.
Look at 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 8. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8. The Bible says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
So ang layunin pala ng Diyos ay ang mga tao ay manalangin sa lahat ng dako kahit nasaan sila.
No matter where you are, God wants you to be praying.
Sa loob ng tiyan, ng isda, pwede palang manalangin doon.
You know, afflictions can't shut you out of communion with God.
Ang paghihirap ay hindi dahilan kung bakit hindi tayo maaaring manalangin sa Diyos. Huwag mong gamitin ang situation mo para hindi ka manalangin sa Diyos. Palagi kang tumawag, palagi kang lumapit, palagi kang manalangin sa Diyos. Sa kahirapan, lumapit ka sa Diyos. Alam niyo po, mas maraming matututunan ang tao sa paghihirap kaysa sa ginhawa.
There are more lessons that you can learn from affliction than from comfort. You can learn more from the school of hard knocks than the school of easy street.
Tingnan mo kung nasaan siya. Notice the language, the poetic language here in Jonah chapter 2, verse 2. And said I, cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell. I bet you, I'm not sure exactly how to describe it, but I would say this, that's severe and chronic anguish. I would think that would be the good description of hell. Severe and chronic anguish.
Kapag ikaw ay nasa kalagitnaan ng matindi at paulit-ulit na kasakitan. Oras po yan ang pananalangin.
Look at what else he says. He says, out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice, for thou hast cast me into the deep. Into the deep. That's unfamiliarity. That's places that you've never been. Unfamiliar places.
Mga lugar na hindi mo alam, hindi mo pa naranasan. Hindi ka familiar. Hindi mo nadaan ito. Bago itong pagsubok, hindi ko pa nadaan ito. Hindi ko alam kung anong mangyayari sa akin. Panahon po yun ng prayer.
But let's go on. It says here, for thou hast cast me into the deep, into the midst of the seas, the Bible says. I think that describes uncertainty. In the midst of the seas.
Alam niyo po, na naranasan na ba ninyo na pumunta sa kalagitnaan ng dagat? Yeah? Alam niyo po yung alon, pataas, pababa, hindi mo alam kung anong mangyayari sa'yo. Merong mga experiences ng buhay na ganyan talaga ang explanation. Hindi mo alam kung anong mangyayari sa'yo. Ang panahon na ganyan ay panahon upang manalangin.
It is those moments of uncertainties that ought to cause you to pray. Let's read on, the Bible says. And floods compassed me about. This is talking about affliction where there's nowhere to turn. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to turn. I go here, it's affliction. I go there, it's affliction. What do I do?
Yung mga kapanahunan na yan, compassed me about. Wala akong pwedeng puntahan. Puros kahirapan, kagipitan. Sa likod, sa harap, sa tabi ko, kagipitan, kahirapan. Panahon po yan ng prayer.
It goes on, the Bible says, and all thy billows and waves, thy billows and waves. You know what billows and waves are? That's continual and overwhelming pounding. These afflictions keep on coming. They keep on coming. What do you do when afflictions just like waves continually pound and come? And sometimes they're high and sometimes they're low, but they keep on coming. These are seasons of prayer. Continual, overwhelming pounding. Billows and waves.
Yung paulit-ulit na parang walang pagtigil ang pagsubok. Nakayanan ko ang isa pero eto na naman ang isa pa. Nakayanan ko yan pero eto na naman mas malaki pa. At patuloy ang pagsubok. Ano ba ang nangyayari? Ito ay yung sinasabing billows and waves. Oras po yan ng pananalangin.
The Bible goes on and it says, the waves pass over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters, sabi niya, the waters compass me about even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. And the weeds were wrapped about my head.
Pati yung mga weeds, yung mga damuhan sa ilalim ng dagat, ay nakabalot sa aking ulo, sabi ni Jonah.
What are these weeds that were wrapped around my head? Those are uncontrolled and fearful thoughts, evil thoughts, impure thoughts, hopeless thoughts, thoughts that are of a troubled mind.
Yung mga pag-iisip natin, masama,
Yung pag-iisip natin, malungkot. Yung pag-iisip natin, walang pag-asa. Yung pag-iisip natin, parang wala na tayong mabuti pang maisip. Lahat ng isip natin, mali. Lahat ng isip natin, walang pag-asa. Very troubled ang isip natin. Ano ba yan? Panahon po yan ng pananalangin. It goes on, the Bible says, look at verse number 6. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. Siguro, pwede natin sabihin yan sa kailalim na lima, no? Sadness, loneliness, despair. Naranasan niyo na ba yan? Yung parang napakalalim ng feeling mo. Sadness, loneliness, despair. Ano yun? Oras yun ng pananalangin. Tingnan mo ang description ng Bible. The Bible goes on to say, with her bars, the earth with her bars was about me forever. Alam niyo yung earth with her bars? That's referring to prison. That's referring to being locked up. That's referring to the feeling of being trapped. I can't get out. I can't function. I can't do what I want to do. I'm trapped in my situation. The earth with her bars trapped me. Ever felt trapped? Yung parang nakakulong ka. Hindi ko magawa ang gusto kong gawin kasi kulong. Ako'y nakakulong. Ano yan? Oras para tayo ay manalangin. Napakarami palang pwede nating pag-aralan. Saan siya nung siya ay nanalangin? Nandun siya sa belly of hell, into the deep, in the midst of the sea, sa kalalim na liman. Yung isip niya ay walang pag-asa. Biro mo ah, tinapon siya sa dagat. Siguro, kung katulad siya sa atin, wala na talaga siyang maiisip na pag-asa. Pero, tumawag siya sa pangalan ng Panginoon. Maraming maaari kang umabot sa langit sa anumang dako ng mundo sa pamamagitan ng pananalangin. Alam niyo ba na ang katawan mo ay templo ng Holy Spirit? Tingnan mo ang 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19. You know, it doesn't matter where you are. If you're in the midst of trials and affliction, you can pray. Why? Because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. And so no matter where you go, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, you can pray. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19. The Bible says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? So, when did Jonah pray? He prayed while he was in affliction. Where did Jonah pray? He prayed while he was in the depths. Number 3, kanino siya nanalangin? Who did Jonah pray to? Who did Jonah pray to? Well, parang Sunday school na rin ito, no? Jesus! God! Yun palagi ang sagot, no, sa lahat ng mga tanong ng Sunday school. Sino? Jesus! You know, who did he pray to? Jonah prayed to God. Well, let's look at this. Look at verse number 2. Jonah chapter 2, verse number 2. And said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord. And yung Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, ibig sabihin, sa likod ng pangalang Lord ay Jehovah, ang pinaka-personal na name ng Panginoon. Sinubukan niya na tumakas sa harap ng Diyos, pero sa pamamagitan ng pananalangin, siya ay humarap sa Diyos. Every time you pray, you come into the presence of God. Look at Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 22. Look at what the Bible says here. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Nakinilala niya muli
He said, I remembered the Lord. I remembered the Lord. So siya ay si Jehovah. Yan ang pinaka-personal name ng Panginoon. Ibig sabihin, meron siyang relasyon sa Diyos, kaya siya nalalangin. Alam niyo, pag wala kang relasyon sa Diyos, mahirap talagang manalangin. At ang akala ng tao, ang Diyos ay galit. Ang Diyos ay galit sa iyo. O di kaya meron siyang gustong hamakin ka, ganyan. Pero kung alam mo talaga ang Panginoong Hesukristo, matutuklasan mo, ang Diyos ay pag-ibig. At hindi lang pag-ibig, siya ay Ama. Siya ay Ama. And now, God is a covenant faithful God. Ibig sabihin, alam ng Diyos na magkakamali ang kanyang mga anak. Kaya kailangan, manampalataya tayo na siya ay handang magpatawad. Always ready to forgive. Ang Diyos ay tapat sa kanyang mga pangako, sa kanyang tipan sa atin. So meron tayong relationship, meron tayong siguridad, meron tayong assurance na kapag tayo ay humingi ng tawad sa Kanya, nang dahil kay Kristo, patatawarin niya tayo. Nang dahil sa Kanyang anak. So, kanino siya nanalangin? Kay Lord. Kay number four at huli, paano siya nanalangin? Paano siya nanalangin? Well, ginamit niya ang Biblia. Ginamit niya ang Biblia. Paano yun? Well, yung mga binasa natin, out of the belly of hell, into the deep, into the midst of the seas, the billows and the waves, mababasa mo yan sa Psalm. Tingnan mo ang Psalm 42, verse number 7. Psalm 42 and verse number 7. The last point is, how did he pray? How did Jonah pray while he was in the midst of affliction? Well, if you know the Bible, Jonah used the Bible in his prayer. His language was that of the Bible. For example, look at Psalm 42, verse number 7. Deep calleth unto the deep at noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. It's what the sons of Korah reported. So, yun ang billows and waves come over me. Tingnan mo ang Psalm 69, verse 1. So, yung palang lingwahe ng kanyang prayer ay biblical. Natutunan niya sa Bible kung paano mag-pray. Tingnan mo ang Psalm 69, verse 1. To the chief musician upon Shinashinanim, a psalm of David. So, itong si David ang nagsasalita. Save me, O God, for the waters are come into my soul. Kaya yung mga tubig na ito ay lumapit sa akin. So, kinilala niya ang kanyang sarili. Sinabi niya, I am cast out of thy sight. Alam niya, siya ay mali. Alam niya, siya ang makasalanan. Alam niya na siya ay, kumbaga, parang tinaboy na siya ng Panginoon. Yan ang paghatol ng Diyos. Kinilala niya ang kanyang sarili. Number two, naalala niya ang Panginoon. Pero sinabi niya, I will look again toward thy holy temple. Naalala niya ang Panginoon. Ang ibig sabihin, nagsisi siya. So kung pag ikaw ay nasa gitna ng pagsubok, at alam mo yan ay hatol ng Diyos sa'yo, magsisi. Magsisi. At sumampalataya sa Kanya. Siya ay umiyak. At siya ay nanalangin. So huwag ka lang umiyak, manalangin ka. So ang pananalangin ng pananampalataya ay siya ang nagsasauli sa atin sa tamang pangangamba. Prayers temper our senses and returns us to the Lord. Nakamtan ni Jonah ang pabor ng Panginoon sa kalagitnaan ng pagsubok. Jonah found favor with God in the midst of his affliction. Just like every Christian will find the favor of God because of Jesus Christ. Maaari tayong manalangin ng dahil kay Jesucristo. Last verse, look at John chapter 14. Here's a guarantee that because of Jesus Christ, when we pray, God will answer. And He answers not because of us. He answers because of Jesus. Look at John 14, verse 13. John 14, 13. Whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Meron kang pananalangin na gusto mong sagutin ng Diyos, kapag ang pananalangin mo ay magbibigay kaluwalhatian sa Ama, ihiling mo yan sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesucristo at Siya mismo ang gaganap sa iyong mga panalangin. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the promise of the Word of God. Lord, as we pray, as we believe, as we look upon Jesus Christ, we know that He is the reason why we can even pray, why we can even look to you, why we know that in the midst of our affliction, you will deliver us, you will strengthen us, you will bless us, not because of our sake, but so that our lives can bring honor and glory to the Father through the Son. And Lord, I thank you for that wonderful promise that no matter where we are, no matter what has happened, if your child would simply remember you and confess his sins and forsake his sins, we know that you are faithful, you are just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It is a wonderful joy to know, Lord, that you are in control. We submit ourselves to you. We surrender our lives to you afresh, Lord. Forgive us of our sins for Jesus' sake. Cleanse us and make us new. And Lord, I pray that your blessing, this lesson would be received by your people here so that they can live lives that are glorifying to the Father. We love you, Lord, and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.